BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Think like you're trying to get the last of the toothpaste out the tube.
Oh my goodness, I'm doing it! I'm actually milking a cow!
You actually are!
It's not hurting her, is it?
No, look, she's fine. She's chewing away quite happily.
I can't believe I'm doing it.
You're a natural! And a good listener. If you lived round here, I'd be snapping you up for a job.
Oh, I'd love that. Gosh, listen to me. A few days ago, I've never set foot on a farm.
Right, shall we put the unit on her now?
Sure.
Here, you can help me. So, this has got four cups, look, and they replicate the milking action. Can you feel that?
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
So, if I attach these two front ones, you can do the back ones.
What? Like that?
Perfect. See the milk coming down the tube?
Oh, yeah.
Then it goes through the plate cooler and then into the tanks.
Do you ever just drink a bit before it goes?
Once it's cooled, yeah. In fact, we can go and have a drop right now, if you like, in a cup of tea. It will be fine to take care of the rest. So, what time are you heading off?
I'll go back and wake the kids up and then we'll get our stuff together.
But you'll stay for the Thanksgiving dinner, won't you?
The what?
Well, Thanksgiving buffet. I know we're a day out, but Eddie and Clary, you know the couple who Faith and Chuck went to see last night?
Oh, yeah, she went to school with him, didn't she? How mad is that?
I know, it's small world. So, they have this idea that we should do a kind of Thanksgiving lunch for Faith and Chuck before they leave. Clary's cooking one of their turkeys, Jill's making a pumpkin pie, and I'm hoping Kate will do some veggie sides.
That sounds amazing. Count us in. Oh, and then I suppose it's back to reality.
Are you not looking forward to going home?
I don't know. It's just been nice not to have to think about real life for a bit.
How come?
Oh, you know, stuff.
I did wonder. Well, tell me to mind me own business. But it just struck me as a bit unusual that you take the girls out of school during term time to come for a week in a farm cottage.
They're at college. I told the tutors. They brought the work with them.
I shouldn't have asked.
It's fine. I just don't want you to think I did this lightly. We just had to get away for a few days.
Ellie, are you in some kind of danger?
No. Not danger, exactly. Oh, I just split up with my husband. Their dad. Giving him a week to get out the house.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Don't be. He's not a very nice person.
Oh.
Shouldn't have married him, really, but there you go.
Hindsight can be a wonderful thing.
I was young and didn't know any better.
Right.
Yeah. He was a real piece of work. Thing is, for a long time I thought it was normal, the way he was. Angry, moody. He'd fly off the handle at the most random things. I put my key in the door and not know what I was going to find inside.
Oh, Ellie.
But then he started on the kids.
Started on them? How?
Little things at first, making fun of them. But it was getting nasty, and I thought, no way am I letting him do that to them. We have to get out. So I told him, you've got 4 nights to pack your bags and clear out.
Wow.
I know. I can't believe I did it.
Sounds like you've really been through it.
Yeah. I've made some terrible choices in my life.
You've made some good ones too, though. Standing up to him can't have been easy.
No, it wasn't. Thank you. Now, being here has been... Oh, it's been great.
I'm glad you've enjoyed it.
I really have. There's a big wide world out there, isn't there?
There certainly is.
Turkeys are fed! How are you getting on?
Oh, that's the last of it, I reckon. Some of this stuff's too good for the tip, though.
Eddie, we agreed, didn't we? It all goes to the tip before we get landed with a bill from Miles Chichener.
Yeah, I know. That's my own fault for pushing me luck.
Now, I need to get back and check on the turkey in the oven. It should be done by 11, and then we can get over to Brookfield in time for lunch.
I can't wait to see Faith and Chuck's faces when we turn up there with the turkey. I got an extra little surprise for them as well.
Oh, yeah? What's that, then?
You'll find out later on, won't you?
Hello, you two.
Hi. I was just telling Ellie about Kirsty and Rex's idea to introduce beavers to the rewilding site. David's not impressed.
Well, I just don't think that beaver hugging is what we need in Ambush.
Not as cute, though. The idea of all of them building their dams.
Yeah, and burrowing into riverbanks, flooding fields.
Sorry, do you need me for something? We were just having a quick cuppa after milking.
No, you're fine. I'm just about to do breakfast for the campers. Hey, how did you find the milking?
Oh, it was brilliant. Strange, but fascinating. And Ruth's a great teacher.
She certainly is. Now, Ellie, I wondered, depending on what time you're going, whether you and the girls wanted to come with me to Home Farm to check on the ewes. I can't promise it'll be as thrilling as milking, but...
We'd love to. Well, I would. I'll just ask the twins.
Great. We'll head over there after breakfast, then. Morning, Kate.
Morning.
Oh, how did you sleep?
Oh, surprisingly well. There were so many things rushing around my head when I went to bed, I thought I wouldn't sleep a wink, but I was out like a light the moment my head hit the pillow. I think I got 10 hours.
Oh, it's all right for some.
I know. Farmers never have lions. I'm sorry, but those are your life choices, Ruth.
Fair point.
Anyway, I'm up now, and I'm going to go home and pick up some stuff for this Thanksgiving lunch.
Oh, good. You got me a message about Clary's plan.
I did, and I think it's a fantastic idea. Faith and Chuck will love it.
I messaged Jakob as well, but he hasn't replied. Do you know if he's planning to come over? I know he'll be working, but I think Faith and Chuck would like to see him if he can pop in.
I can but ask him.
I can't believe you've brought a homegrown turkey. It's the best gift I've ever received.
Well, we felt awful for you missing your Thanksgiving. Oh. We had a turkey ready to go, so it made perfect sense. We know it's a day late.
Oh, who cares, Clary? And did you hear? Ruth's mom, Jill, is making a pumpkin pie. Chuck's favourite. He's over there now, talking her through his grandmother's recipe. Poor Jill.
Actually, I brought him something. Well, it's for both of you, really.
Your spoke shave?
Yeah, well, I noticed Chuck took a shine to it yesterday, so I saved it from the tip in case he wanted it.
He'll love it, and I do too. Oh, thank you, Eddie. It will remind us of our Ambridge holiday.
I don't think you're likely to forget it, are you?
True. It's been eventful. In fact, it's been perfect. Yes, everything's gone wrong that could have, but I've rediscovered Ambridge more fully than I ever could have hoped. It really is a special place, full of special people. Now, you've got my email address. Promise me you'll keep in touch.
Of course we will.
And you must come visit. We've got a spare room just waiting, so you won't be at risk of any booking scams.
Well, we'd love to, of course, but...
No buts. I'll hold you to that. I'd better go and finish packing before we eat. I'll see you for lunch.
Okay. Oh, it's ever so kind of her, but we'll never afford flights to America.
Well, I don't know. Depends how much they are.
Well, hundreds, must be. It's miles away.
Oh, I'm sorry, love.
What for?
Another daft scheme gone wrong.
Good job I'm used to it.
I bet you wish I really was some big-time antique dealer, slash farmer, slash landowner.
Oh, get away with you. I've never wished you were anything other than what you are.
Oh, hi, David. Hi, Ruth. Oh, can I carry something?
No. Jakob, I think we're all right. We're just taking some extra plates and cutlery over.
Glad you could join us. Kate wasn't sure if you'd be able to get away.
I thought it was important to show my face.
Well, I'm sure everyone will be pleased to see you.
I doubt it.
No.
It's okay. I know I haven't handled things well, but became a bit obsessed with tracking down the scammers, even though everyone told me it'd be possible.
Well, at least you tried, though, Jakob.
Despite all my research, I managed to come up with next to nothing. In the end, the only positive thing I've done is to move my spare key from under the flower pot.
That's something.
So now it's time to let it go.
I don't have much choice.
I must say, Kate's been a real hero this week.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She totally took over setting the whole place up.
And she's been over here every day, helping keep the barn stocked with food and drink, checking if people need anything. It's meant we can just get on with running the farm, which has been a real lifesaver.
Kate.
Oh, hello, Jakob. I tried to call you.
Yes, thanks for your message. Sorry I didn't pick up. I was mid-injecting an anxious Shetland pony. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, I didn't know if you'd want to come.
No. Well, I haven't exactly been very welcoming to the visitors.
No, well...
And I know I've been quite, well, difficult to live with this week.
Jakob?
No, I have. I have, and I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too.
What for?
I shouldn't have offered your place to Faith and Chuck. I got carried away with the idea of helping them, and I didn't stop to think about how difficult that would be for you.
Well, you were just trying to help.
Yeah, but it's not my cottage, is it? It's yours. And I invited strangers to move in. It's no wonder you flipped.
Oh, I feel quite embarrassed about that now.
Don't! This was your worst nightmare, having people invade your personal space.
No, I did find the whole thing very difficult, yes, but... Mm. I was so rude to them. When none of this was their fault... You know, before they moved over here, they cleaned the cottage from top to bottom, filled the fridge with food, put fresh sheets on the bed. They even left flowers and wine.
Oh, that was nice of them.
It was very generous. And it made me think I could have been a bit more generous.
You are generous.
Well, no, not like you. You didn't hesitate. You just jumped in, did everything you could. I mean it, Kate. You've been amazing. Makes me wish that... I was as trusting as you, ready to see the good in people, instead of worrying that they were going to steal my coffee machine.
Well, you do love that coffee machine. But you can't change who you are.
No, you're right. And if it happened again, heaven forbid, I can't promise I wouldn't react in exactly the same way.
Me too.
But maybe that's okay. We are who we are.
Oh, I missed you.
Oh, I missed you too. I almost came to the yurt to find you. Well, almost.
Well, you could always do another night. Do you good to get used to the cold, because guess what? I've already started looking at accommodation in Finland.
Actually, I've changed my mind about that.
Really?
Yeah. I don't mind where we go, as long as it's somewhere warm.
Warm?
Yes, you can choose.
Come on, you two. Clary's carving the turkey and you haven't pulled your crackers.
I thought crackers were for Christmas.
And I thought you were a man of the world.
Me? I don't know what gave you that idea.
Your coffee machine. Only a sophisticated kind of guy would own such a thing. I had half a mind to pop it in my suitcase. Sadly, it would send me over the luggage limit. Your face. I'm joking, Jakob.
Yeah, I knew that.
Come on, let's eat.
Oh, yes, let's. Happy Thanksgiving.